Managing a team is more than just assigning tasks and checking deadlines. It's about empowering your people to do their best work. The best managers are more than leaders. They're coaches. They guide. They inspire. And they create an environment where team members can thrive. Welcome to Ignoring the Rules, the podcast where I challenge traditional thinking and uncover what truly drives success in business and leadership. I'm Wayne Robertson, and today I want to dive into what separates good managers from great ones. In today's episode, I want to break down the key traits that make a manager exceptional. I want to explore how the best managers act as a coach, helping their team develop skills and confidence, trust their team members to organize their days and tasks to meet deadlines, focus on productivity by setting clear priorities and timelines, and communicate with clarity to eliminate confusion and foster alignment, and bring a compelling vision that inspires their team to achieve big goals. Collaborate effectively to make sure everyone feels valued and included. And perhaps, most importantly, make strong, decisive choices to guide the team forward. If you're a manager or aspiring to be one, this episode is for you. I want to discuss practical tips, real-world examples, and the mindset shifts needed to take your leadership to the next level. So grab your coffee, settle in, let's get started. Here's some thoughts on managing teams. The best managers are like great coaches. They don't run the plays themselves. They just yell encouragement from the sidelines. And then, of course, they will take credit when it all works. A good manager trusts their team to organize their day. A bad manager thinks they need to micromanage when Bob takes his coffee break. And the best managers don't ask, "Are you busy?" What they ask is, "Are you busy doing the right stuff?" And if you're not a clear communicator, don't worry. Your team will figure it out. It might be 6 weeks too late, but they will figure it out. Randolph wasn't just any project manager. He was the kind of leader that his team would talk about for years. At a fast-growing tech startup, Randolph's team faced tight deadlines, complex challenges, and the constant pressure to deliver groundbreaking solutions. But despite the chaos, his team thrived, and not just survived thanks to the intentional strategies that he implemented. From the start, that his role wasn't just to oversee tasks, it was to develop his team members. He spent time with each individual, learning about their strategies, their strengths, their weaknesses, and careers. When Alex, a junior developer, struggled with a new coding language, Randolph didn't simply assign the task to someone else. Instead, he paired Alex with a senior developer for hands-on mentoring. And Randolph's encouragement and the investment in Alex paid off. The developer not only mastered the skill, but also created a game-changing feature for the product. Randolph's coaching wasn't limited to technical skills. He also gave constructive feedback in a way that motivated rather than discouraged. His mantra was simple: every mistake is just a step toward getting it right. He also believed that micromanaging stifled creativity and productivity. So instead, he trusted his team to manage their own schedule and tasks. And when the team was tasked with delivering a major update to the platform, he didn't dictate their daily routines. Instead, he provided clear deadlines and encouraged everyone to figure out how best to meet it. What happened? The team felt empowered and productivity soared. "Deadlines are non-negotiable," Randolph would say, "but how you get there is up to you. You're the experts in your own work." Now, Randolph had a sharp focus on productivity, but he knew that busyness didn't always equal progress. He held short meetings each morning to ensure the team was aligned and priorities were clear. And one of his innovations was the weekly win, where each team member shared one task they completed that had the most impact. This practice not only kept everyone focused on high-value work, but also fostered a culture of celebration and progress. And he was a master communicator. He made sure that every instruction, update, and expectation was crystal clear. And for one particularly challenging project involving multiple departments, he implemented a simple rule: no assumptions, ask and confirm. He created a centralized communication hub where all updates were logged and made accessible to everybody. And one team member made this comment: with Randolph, you never have to guess what's happening. He's like a lighthouse, always shining clarity on the path forward. Also, Randolph had a knack for articulating the big picture, because at the beginning of every project, he would sit the team down and paint a vivid picture of the end goal. For example, during a project to improve user onboarding for their app, he didn't just talk about deliverables. He described how the updates would make customers' lives easier, reduce churn, and drive growth for the company. His vision inspired the team and gave their work a sense of purpose. Randolph also believed that collaboration wasn't just about working together. It was about making everybody feel heard. When tensions arose between the design and development teams, he organized a workshop where both groups could air concerns and brainstorm solutions together. And by the end, not only had they resolved their issues, but they'd also come up with a feature implementation that hadn't been on anyone's radar. Randolph also made collaboration fun. He introduced quarterly hack days, where the team could work on passion projects, leading to several innovations that were later implemented. But perhaps Randolph's most defining trait was his decisiveness. He knew that delays in decision-making could paralyze a team, so he made a point of gathering input, weighing options, and then acting quickly, even though he didn't have every piece of information he needed. During a critical project phase, the team faced a fork in the road: take a risk with a new approach or stick with the tried and true method. He listened to the team, assessed the risks, and made the call to innovate. The result? The risk paid off, and the project was delivered ahead of schedule with rave reviews from stakeholders. Under Randolph's leadership, the team not only met their goals, they consistently exceeded them. They delivered high-quality projects on time, attracted attention from upper management, and earned industry recognition. But more importantly, the team was happy, motivated, and deeply loyal to Randolph. And one team member summed it up by saying, "Randolph isn't just a manager, he's a leader. He makes you want to do your best work because he's doing his best for you." Now, Randolph's story is a testament to what's possible when a manager combines coaching, trust, productivity, clear communication, vision, collaboration, and decisiveness. His strategies didn't just lead to great projects. They created an environment where the entire team could thrive and succeed. The lesson is, when managers lead with intention and care, the results aren't just good. They are extraordinary. So let's dive into this. Whether you're leading a small team on a short-term project or managing a large group on a long-term project, your role as a manager is pivotal. The success of your team and the project often hinges on how you lead. So I want to break down 7 key items that can transform how you manage and how your team performs. First and foremost, great managers are great coaches. Your job isn't just to assign tasks and check boxes. It's to develop your team's skills and confidence. A good coach listens, supports, and challenges their team to grow. So how can you do this? Well, it actually goes against the grain for many people. you provide guidance, not answers. Instead of telling team members exactly what to do, ask them questions that help them think critically and find solutions on their own. Then give constructive feedback, not just beating them down. When things go wrong, focus on what can be improved rather than pointing fingers. Recognize the effort and help the team learn from mistakes. And then invest in growth. Identify each team member's strengths and weaknesses and provide opportunities for professional development. Because remember, when your team knows you're invested in their success, they will give their best effort to the project. Secondly, let the team members organize their days. Micromanagement is terrible. It's the enemy of productivity. Trusting your team to organize their own tasks and schedules shows respect for their expertise and boosts morale. But there's several ways we need to help them do this. First of all, set clear deadlines. Be firm about when the tasks need to be completed, but flexible on how to get there. You must encourage ownership. Let team members decide how to approach their work. This not only empowers them, but also fosters creativity and efficiency. Equip your team with project management tools that track progress without constant check-ins. Because by giving your team autonomy, you'll find they're more engaged and invested in the project's success. Number three, focus on productivity. Productivity isn't about how busy your team looks. It's about how much meaningful work gets done. To focus on productivity, prioritize high-impact tasks and eliminate unnecessary distractions. So how can we do that? Well, we start with defining priorities. Clearly outline which tasks are critical and which are secondary. Hold short, effective meetings. You want to keep team meetings focused and action-oriented and avoid wasting time. And then you want to track progress. Regularly review the key milestones to ensure the team is on track, but not through micromanagement. A productive team is one that works smarter, not harder, and then delivers the results that matter. Number four, be a clear communicator, because clear communication is the foundation of any successful project. If your instructions or updates are unclear, it can lead to confusion, mistakes, and wasted time. Here's how we do it. Be direct. Use simple, concise language. Avoid jargon and lengthy explanations. You want to repeat key points. Ensure critical information is repeated and documented so everybody's on the same page. And really important to listen actively. Encourage team members to voice their concerns or questions and show them that you value their input, because clear communication reduces misunderstandings and ensures everyone is aligned to the same goals. Number five, have a clear vision for your team. A clear vision provides direction and motivation. It's your job to help your team see the bigger picture and understand how their work contributes to it. How do we get there? How do we do that? We define the end goal. You paint a vivid picture of what success looks like and why it matters. Then you connect the dots. Show how each task fits into the overall project and contributes to the team's mission. And then use your vision to energize your team and remind them of the impact their work has. Because when your team understands and believes in the vision, they'll be motivated to go above and beyond. Number six, collaborate effectively. Collaboration is more than working together. It's about creating an environment where everyone feels heard and valued. So how do we do that? Well, we start with fostering open dialogue. Create a culture where team members can share ideas without fear of criticism. And then encourage cross-functional collaboration to bring fresh perspectives to the project. And then you celebrate the team wins acknowledge and celebrate achievements as a team, not just individuals. And strong collaboration leads to stronger solutions and a more cohesive team. 7. Be a strong decision maker. As a manager, your team looks to you for direction. Being decisive is critical, especially in high-pressure situations. So how do we make some strong decisions? Well, first of all, gather input. Listen carefully to your team's perspectives before making any choices. Then you want to weigh the options, consider pros and cons of each approach, and then act quickly. You're never going to get all the information you need. You just have to get enough to make a decision because you want to avoid analysis paralysis. Once you have enough information, make the call. A strong decision maker builds trust and keeps the project moving forward. To recap, being a fantastic manager requires intentionality. By acting as a good coach, trusting your team to organize their work, focusing on productivity, communicating clearly, articulating a vision, and collaborating effectively, and making strong decisions, you'll set your team and yourself up for incredible success. Remember, great leadership isn't about following rules blindly. It's about empowering your team to thrive and creating a roadmap to achieve your goals together. As we wrap up this episode of Ignoring the Rules, let's take a moment to reflect on the transformative power of intentional leadership. A manager's ability to implement key strategies can mean the difference between a struggling team and one that thrives. We talked about how being a good coach is more than just assigning tasks. It's about mentoring, encouraging growth, and helping your team build the confidence they need to excel. By trusting your team to organize their days and tasks to meet deadlines, you empower them to take ownership and deliver their best work. We also covered the importance of focusing on productivity, not just keeping busy, but working smarter by prioritizing high-impact tasks and eliminating distractions. And clear communication? It's the bedrock of every successful project. When your team knows exactly what's expected of them, you eliminate confusion and you foster alignment. A clear vision, another critical piece. As a manager, when you paint a compelling picture of the team's goals and how each member contributes to the bigger picture, you inspire purpose and drive. Add to that strong collaboration where everyone feels valued and included, and you've got the recipe for a cohesive, high-performing team. And finally, we can't overlook the power of decisive leadership. Strong decision-making keeps the project moving forward, instills trust, and shows your team that you're confident in your role as a leader. When you bring all of these elements together, you create an environment where your team isn't just meeting expectations, they're exceeding them. And as a project manager, you're not just managing, you're leading and inspiring and setting the stage for lasting success. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Ignoring the Rules. If you found value in today's discussion, hey, share this episode with others who are passionate about better leadership and smarter management. Until next time, keep challenging the rules and unlocking the full potential of your team.